band, the man Morrison, Right Side of the Road. It's a 8:45 on Friday morning. And did you know that the 4th of October is World Animal Day? And to celebrate, we're going to be having a conversation now with Richard Davis, who's an eco-training instructor, on the line. Richard, welcome to the show. Hello, Richard.
Hello.
Aha, got you loud and clear. Welcome to the morning show.
Sorry, thank you for having me.
It's such a pleasure, mate. Let's talk about the World Animal Day and, of course, wildlife across the planet facing unprecedented challenges from habitat destruction, illegal wildlife trade, climate change. What is eco-training doing to bring attention and awareness to this and possibly creating more of an opportunity for us to preserve our beloved planet?
Yeah, for sure. That's a great question. It's definitely one of the biggest faces challenging the world these days is, you know, loss of habitat, wildlife destruction, poaching, all those activities, climate change, deforestation. It is a big, massive issue. Now, as an eco-training, you know, yes, we do train field guides as one of our main goals, but we also train what we like to call guardians of nature, just raising awareness amongst people, local communities, of the importance of our ecological habitats that surround us and how without them we probably wouldn't survive very long either at all. And that's why it's so important that we take care of them.
Okay, so guardians, I like that. You're creating guardians, and we need superheroes in our lives, but ordinary people can become superheroes in that sense. Is that right?
Exactly, 110. Everybody can be a guardian of nature, and that's what we wholly believe in. You know, like I said, we train guides, but we fully believe that everybody on planet Earth can become a guardian of nature. And it can be doing just the smallest of things, like going out to your local nature reserve and visiting for the day. And you think, well, how can that help? You know, a lot of these reserves and things, the only way they exist is because people visit them and pay a little entry fee and spend a nice day with their family having a picnic. And just by doing that, you are already going out with your family, enjoying the day, and contributing to the upkeep of that, your local neighborhood nature reserve, so to speak.
Very good call. But you guys are also a training organization. What sort of courses do you offer?
We are indeed, yes. So we offer a wide variety of courses. Everything from the entry-level field guiding course, which would get you qualified and into the bush, so to speak, and taking people on wonderful safaris around Africa and Southern Africa. And then from there, there's all sorts of bolt-on courses, like, you know, if maybe someone wants to step out into the wild, so to speak, we have a trails guiding course that, you know, that would allow qualified individuals to take people on walking safaris. Then we have a year-long course, which is quite in-depth and covers all of that, plus a whole lot of other courses as well. And then just recently, we've just launched our higher certificate in ecotourism, which we are very excited about and very, very proud of, because as it stands now, this is the highest sort of guiding qualification per se that one can attain in South Africa and Africa at the moment. And this is launching early next year, and we are very excited about that.
Wow, so this offers, for those that are keen, a career potential in wildlife.
100%.
That's your one-year professional field guide course, is it?
Yes.
It's accredited. Indeed. Who's it accredited with?
So it is accredited by the Department of Higher Education. So obviously, because we're accredited with that, this sort of ensures that we meet very high standards to be able to accredit with them. And so, you know, people will know that they are getting a good quality qualification out of the deal. We're not just some fly-by-night operation. We really believe in what we're doing, and we wholeheartedly stand behind it.
So it's your equivalent to, I suppose, a degree, if you like, or a diploma?
It would be close to that. So it from an NQF point of view, this would be an NQF 5 qualification, which would be like a higher certificate going into diploma sort of range there, somewhere in that realm there.
Very interesting to know that. And I presume for those that really care and are passionate about the environment, it would be an extremely interesting career path to embark on. Challenging as it might be, but very interesting.
Very interesting. No, I started out as a guide 17, 18 years ago. I lost track of time now. And I've had the privilege of working in some of the most amazing places in South Africa and Africa in general, and seeing some of, you know, all those major wildlife highlights you can think of. I've been very lucky to experience many of those, and it's been the greatest, the best job in the world. I'll say that, that's for sure.
Wow. Well, that's an endorsement in real terms. For anyone listening to this and wondering how they can find out more, whether it's for them or their kids or their friends or whatever, how does one get in touch with you?
Very easy. Just go to ecotrading.co.za, in the top right corner of the screen, there's a big green button that says get in touch, and you click on that. And that'll put you straight through to one of our greater staff members who can assist you with all sorts of information. We've got information packs on all of our courses. Also, all our courses are listed on the website as well, so you can pretty much find a course that suits you the best. We've gone digital as well. A lot of our courses, we put the theory online, and those are presented weekly by a live lecturer, so it's face-to-face. It's not just, you know, watching a recording necessarily. There's a lot of live interaction as well, which is great. So that's very nice for a lot of people who are quite busy within their daily life, but still wanting to learn more about nature as well.
So it's an option. You don't have to be physically on campus. You can do this remotely from wherever you happen to be, as long as you
got... you can do the theory components remotely. You still, obviously, if you would like to qualify, there is obviously a practical side, which you would have to come and do as well at some point. But you can definitely get a lot of the theory sort of out of the way for some of our courses.
Wow.
Doing it online with us as well. So that makes it very accessible to a lot of people who don't necessarily have the time on their hands.
Well, there it is. Eco Training, preparing the future conservation leaders and guardians of nature. On the line with me this morning has been Richard Davis, an Eco Training instructor. Richard, it's been fabulous chatting to you on this magnificent World Animal Day. Who knew, hey?
Indeed. Who knew? Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Next time you're in Bolito, come and pay us a visit and we'll chat in the studio in person. That'll be great.
I would love that. That'll be great. I will be knocking on your door. Don't you worry.
You have an open invitation. Thanks so much for joining me in the morning show.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
And the morning show continues.